When you have a new driver in the house, that's when you realize how much your kids haven't been paying attention. They've gone with you to the same places for years and years, but now, behind the wheel themselves, new drivers don't know the way to go. Here's an example. Navigating from our house to, say, Giant Eagle. It's pretty simple. You turn right on Lake Road, you turn left on Wager, you turn right on Center Ridge. Simple. Unless you're a new driver. New drivers' minds are awash in too much information while they're piloting that powerful vehicle down the roadway. They're trying to remember how to turn corners properly, watching their speed, being aware of other traffic, obeying traffic signals, watching for pedestrians and cyclists, noticing that cute guy or gal mowing the lawn. And all that without music playing or a cell phone ringing. Before they know it, they've missed a turn. They don't know what to do, where to go. They're lost, even in the town they grew up in. Regardless of our age, the lives we lead can be like the plight of a new driver. We think we know where our life's headed. We followed the normal course of life, grade school, middle school. Now we're in high school, getting ready to go to college or the military or the workforce. Or maybe we've already done the college route. We've landed our first job, then our second job, found a partner, settled into a cozy place to live. Maybe we've done the child-rearing thing, gotten moved out, at least for now. And now we're exploring that new emptiness. Or maybe our retirement party was years ago, and now we're sensing a need to downsize our space and our stuff. But wherever we are in the story of our own lives, we think we know where we're headed. Until suddenly we don't. We don't know. The path we thought we were on suddenly disappears. Maybe new opportunities arise. Sometimes complications spring up. Other times the path disappears for no apparent reason. During Lent this year, we've been exploring the metaphor of a dark woods to describe what those periods in our life feel like when we are distracted by doubt, tested by temptation, undermined by uncertainty. It seems that in those distressing, depressing, disorienting, dark woods periods of our lives, it seems God may be offering us a unique blessing that we may not otherwise experience. And today we acknowledge how it can be that in our own lives we can feel lost, uncertain of which direction to turn, which way to go. Undoubtedly, each of you has had the experience of becoming lost while behind the wheel. And when you realize you're lost, suddenly you become much more attentive to your surroundings. You turn off the radio, not because it impairs your ability to see landmarks, but because its noise is a distraction that you can't abide at that moment. Similarly, when we realize that we've lost the path we thought our lives were following, we also become more attentive. looking for signs of what happened, how we got off the path, or how the path suddenly veered out from under us. It's been more than a dozen years, believe it or not, since the release of one of my favorite movies, Bruce Almighty, starring Jim Carrey, Jennifer Aniston, and Morgan Freeman. Love that voice. Jim Carrey plays the character of Bruce Nolan, a local TV weatherman in Buffalo who suddenly is fired. Bruce's world is turned upside down. Doesn't know who he is anymore, what he's supposed to do. Bruce is lost. At one point, he's venting his anger at a God he's not even sure he believes in. As he drives down the highway one night, he's anxiously praying, "Okay, God, you want me to talk to you? Then talk back. Tell me what's going on. What should I do? Give me a signal." Just then he passes a road construction sign that's flashing the words, "Caution ahead. Caution ahead. Caution ahead." But oblivious to its message, Bruce continues to pray, "I need your guidance, Lord. Please send me a sign." A truck full of construction signs suddenly pulls in front of him. It's filled with signs like "Stop" and "Wrong Way." Exasperated, Bruce exclaims, "What's this joker doing?" He stomps on the accelerator, he swerves dangerously around the truck, and he glances in his rearview mirror, and he notices some prayer beads hanging there. "Okay," he says, "I'll do it your way," as he takes the beads into his hand and holds them in a fist and says, "All right, God, I need a miracle. I'm desperate. I need your help. Please reach into my life." Suddenly, Bruce's car hits a pothole that jolts the beads out of his hand. Taking his eyes off the road, he searches until he finds the beads on the floor, and clutching them triumphantly in his hand, he looks at the beads and he laughs with an "I'll show you who's boss" kind of laugh, and then he looks ahead as his car smashes into a light pole right along the edge of Lake Erie. Stumbling out of the car, he tosses the prayer beads into the lake, shouting, "Fine, the gloves are off, pal. Let me see a little wrath. Smite me, oh great smiter. You're the one who should be fired. The only one around here who's not doing his job is you. Answer me." Just then, Bruce's pager goes off, and he takes the pager off its holster, and he checks the number. Little does he know that it's God paging him. He says, "Sorry, don't know you, wouldn't call you if I did." As the movie progresses, Bruce develops a sensitivity to noticing the signs along the way. Gradually, Bruce notices hints, intuitions, insights that God placed before him. Like that shepherd that Jesus described, who would not abandon that one lost little sheep who wandered away from the flock. God remained constant, pursuing lost little Bruce. God guided Bruce from a place of anxiety and uncertainty. God guided Bruce toward a place where he discovered healing for his emotional turmoil. Psalm 119 is notable not just because it's the longest psalm in the Bible, which it is. Psalm 119 also recognizes how common it is for us to feel like we're lost and don't know which way to turn. Verse 176 confesses, "I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek out your servant, for I do not forget your commandments." In verse 170, pleads, "Let my prayer come before you. Deliver me according to your promise." Now, we can't expect God to make our life's path immediately and completely clear to us. That would make us humanoid robots, subject to God's control of our every move. If God micromanaged us all the way down to when you scratch your head and when you take a nap, that would negate God's gift to us of free will and autonomy. So God doesn't reveal our entire destiny to us all at once. But over time, God continues to reveal a bit more of the path. Author E.L. Doctorow's description of what it's like to write a novel also applies to how God reveals each step of life's journey. Doctorow once observed, "Writing a novel is like driving a car at night. You can only see as far as your headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way." To our surprise, feeling lost from time to time can actually be a gift. When we sense that we're not sure where we are, uncertain what's going on, not clear on where to go next, we can become more perceptive of God's guidance. Getting lost reminds us that God will show us a way if we become more attentive to the subtle signs that God places in our lives to show us where our path goes next. Amen.